Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for, from survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from no one. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I'm going to be talking about, where is Olivia Benson when you need her? Some of you may know who I'm referencing. I'm talking about Olivia Benson, the character from Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And, Special Victims Unit, because, I mean, look, if unless you've been living under a rock, you probably heard everybody and their goddamn uncle is getting accused of doing some type of deviant shit. But, of course, the media, the mainstream media, the lamestream media, and that includes Fox News. That includes Fox News. They are basically just scratching the surface. When people were getting pissed off about the whole Podesta emails, this is stuff that's been so well known that it's an urban legend, where young girls get kidnapped in Europe and sold into the white slavery. It's like now that it's fashionable, and again, it's more slacktivism. It's like, see, we're talking about this because now it's cool to like out people for being fucking sexually deviant or being all fucking rapist and shit. I mean, you know, now Corey Feldman wants to make money off of this. Now Corey Feldman is like, oh, now I can monetize this shit. That's nice. That's nice, Core. Good for you. Good on you. You think you can make a pretty penny? Fine. I mean, but if it was me, I would be thinking, let's just try to save as many children as possible and out these dudes and perhaps try to get some justice or have at least have them removed from society legally. But let's not mention how we have, I mean, and I hate to sound like Alex Jones, but like I see this everywhere. I've seen this. I've you know, everywhere, social media, in pro, you know, pro whatever shit groups. We have a drag queen around kids. Like I saw that picture of a drag queen or whatever, a dude with makeup on and fucking with a bedazzled dick sitting next to a kid. Yet the media doesn't say nothing about it, because if you do, then it's fucking you know, you're homophobic. No, I just feel that children should learn about the mechanics. Let me phrase this up. Like how babies are made. What sex is from their parents. If they have any inclination on what they feel their sexuality is. Because that's the thing with sexuality. Like, okay, if it is a spectrum. I'm not an expert on sexuality. I just know what I personally like, and I didn't learn that from school, from the media, well, I guess from porn. The internet's for porn. So, I mean, we got people listening. Feel free and chat it up in the chat room, or message me on the face, on the Facha book. Or if you want to call in the show, I'm going to give you the number to call in. This is the call-in number song. 347-927-6824. If you guys want to call in, that number again is 347-927-6824. So, I mean, my personal belief, like, look, I learned about what I liked sexually from, okay, fine, watching porn. It wasn't thrown in my face. You had to, like, sneak it. You had to be sneaky. I got into grandfather's stash, and I found out that I like my women older and meatier. Yes. I, Louis B, I'm coming out the closet and confessing that I like MILFs to matures who happen to be very shapely. Which is why, I'm just going to go on the official tangent right now. Can we stop calling Iskra Lawrence, she's a model, look her up, you're welcome, Kate Upton, Ashley, I was about to say Ashley Madison. Ashley, what the fuck? That one. I mean, to me, they're not plus size. And by plus size, that's like, I guess, a way of saying fat. Like, honestly, a fat woman to me would be someone that, or someone fat would be someone that has a gut that is hanging over their waist. If you are, I mean, unless you're, like, if you have a sloppy-looking tummy, if you look sloppy, then you're obese. If you're, you know, but to call women like Iskra Lawrence, Kate Upton, God, what's that other one who I just adore? You know, can we just stop that? Can we just stop that? I mean, I'm not trying to be a Captain Save-A-Ho or anything like that. It's just that, you know, then you have these, like, chicks that are like, I'm so fat. And I'm like, yo, if you're fat, what does, yo, like, chill. In fact, I'm going to be doing a show on Friday with a guest, Queen Arena Rome, who's a dominatrix, and we're going to be talking about body positivity. It's something that I wanted to talk to. Like, I try to get someone else on here who's a real body positivity activist, but I, you know, you try to get them on, and then they unfollow you, and then they block you for, like, whatever the fucking reason. But yeah, anyways. But I really don't like how the media has been handling these scandals. I mean, look, first of all, it's innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, like, look, I'm not saying that I doubt any of these women coming forward. However, after a certain amount of time, even a week, it's very hard to prove rape unless you have physical evidence. Like, what do you want people to do? Because we can't just start locking people up by word of mouth. Like, oh my goodness, he showed me his dick. Like, okay, look, when it comes to Louis C.K., first of all, Louis is a fucking moron. I've had women in my house, and unless I was dating them and we had that sexual thing going, I'm not pulling out my dick. I'm not jerking off in front of him. But Louis, he was in a position of power. First of all, that apology, I just would not accept that apology. Like, oh, I didn't know, I didn't realize I was in a position of power, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. First of all, no sane human being, no sane man would just be like, let me just pull my dick out. Let's see if they like it. At least fucking ask and get a fucking answer. If like, here's an idea. Hi, can I jerk off in front of you? And if their answer is, oh my God. Don't do it. Just be like, oh yeah, it was a joke. Don't just be like, well, I guess that means consent. No, motherfucker, don't do that. Where's Olivia Benson? Feel free and smash that like button, however you're listening to the show. Like, I hate to, like, and you know what? I hate to do this. I hate to sound like I'm freaking pandering. I'm not trying to pander. But I'm just saying, I mean, you got the media that's like, okay, now it's time to, like, throw every single solitary man underneath the bus because he happened to look at somebody. Sophia Rose? No. But wait a minute. Now I got Dustin Fritz is like, Sophia Rose? Is that who? Now I got to Google Sophia Rose. Okay, she's a little chunky, but she's kind of hot to me. Yes, I like my women with meat on their bones. I'm weird. Yes, of course. I'm weird. I am not ashamed. In fact, I like all types of women. I mean, I don't know. But anyways, that's enough about me lusting. There was Iskra Lawrence, Ashley Graham. She's not, they call her plus size. They make fun of her weight and all that. She's thick. There is a difference. She doesn't have a sloppy belly. She's curvy. Like, you know, you know, there's some women that can't help. They were born with hips. They were born with booty. Can we stop? Like, guys, can we stop shaming them? In fact, I really don't think it's straight guys shaming shit. I think it's these, and I'm going to sound homophobic, these homosexual fashion designers that create dresses for, like, fucking 10-year-old boys and shit. Like, really, let's go into that. Like, Kevin Sorbo the other day was on the Steven Crowder show, and he talked about how Oscar De La Renta, or was it Oscar De La Renta, or some fashion designer, some gay fashion designer, fucking, you know, grabbed his dick. And now you got all these guys grabbing dicks. And which I am finally glad that they want to, they're covering those types of sexual assaults, because honestly, you know, for the longest time, they make a fucking joke out of it. Like, oh, you got your dick touched by a gay. That means you're not a man anymore. You know, but the media just want, the media doesn't go, like, deeper. The media does not go deeper into, you know, what you call it. It goes deeper into, like, actually exposing what's going on with these sexual deviants. No, they want them to fucking make up shit. They don't want to, they don't cover the good stuff or the positive things that our president is doing. You know, they'll Photoshop, they'll cut out shit, they'll purposely take things out of context, which I've really heard a lot of liberals do, and they've done it to me. They'll ask me a question, and then they'll focus on one word and not let me finish my point and assume what my point is going to be and have me defend their imaginary, their imaginations of what my point was. You know, and it's just pure laziness. That's what's going on in the media, is pure laziness. And then they're like, oh, why is the president criticizing us? Yeah, I can fucking criticize you. Like, the president should be like, I could criticize you all I want. I'm not stopping you from talking shit, but I'm calling you out for talking shit. Oh, no president has ever done this before. Like, because either they were too pussy or they didn't have to. Obama didn't have to do that because the media was fucking sucking their dick, except for Fox News. But no one was paying attention to Fox News. Like, you motherfuckers had a point when we were dealing with Bush number two. And yet, because now he's criticizing the president, which honestly is highly suspect to me. And now I'm looking at freaking Ashley Graham pictures because I why the hell does she have to be married? Like, I had a shot. Ashley Graham Thong, you're welcome. Like, honestly, let me stop. She's just nummy. She's just nyammy to me. Let me stop looking before I put my hand down my pants until I feel nuts. So, like, where am I going? Where is this? I mean, you have, look, Go check out Ben Shapiro. I mean, he's exposing some of this. I mean, Harvey, like, Kevin Spacey, I mean, I'm glad finally they're freaking, oh shit. I'm glad that they're finally giving Kevin Spacey, you know, just throwing him under the bus finally. I'm glad that, and I think it's funny that a lot of these motherfuckers that are coming out as deviants are a bunch of liberals. A bunch of liberals. Most of them are liberals. And then they had to, I don't know about, oh God, what was this, the Republican's name? That he's running. I mean, and she had ties to the Clinton Foundation, and you wait, what, 40, 60 years to talk shit? You wait for, not, I shouldn't say talk shit. You make 30 to 40 years to freaking expose some dude that freaking tried to get you naked, allegedly. Like, and first of all, how the fuck do you defend against that? Like, oh, he touched me or he said some stuff about me. It's how do you defend against that? How do you fucking prove that in the court of law? And then now you want to, now it's, that's enough to ruin someone's reputation and career? Oh, well, like 40 years ago, he fucking said something. He fucking said something about my ass. I don't recall. Oh, that's proof. He says he doesn't recall. How do you not recall that? Well, maybe it didn't happen. Like, you, like, I'm not saying, like, we have due process in this country. We have due process. And unfortunately, and I know I'm going to avoid sounding like a hypocrite right now. As glad as I am that all this is being exposed, they too, even though I don't like them, even though I don't agree with them, they too deserve a day in court. Unfortunately, a lot of these people are going to go free because the I'm not even talking about the statute of limitations. There, the evidence is gone. Maybe with Harvey Weinstein, there's going to be a good case because he paid off people. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that to me is suspect. If somebody, if I didn't touch somebody, the last thing I'm gonna do is fucking. Pay someone off. That's the last thing I'm gonna do. I'm a fight them. Be like, yo, she's fucking lying. But with Louis C.K., he admits it. Like, honestly, motherfucker, really, you ruined your career. You ruined everything because you couldn't keep it in your motherfucking pants. Like, really? How hard? Like, I don't understand. I can't get the fucking thinking with Louis C.K. First of all, brilliant comedian. Brilliant comedian. And in fact, now that I think about it, his monologue on SNL. Hold on. Let me try to find his monologue on SNL. Like, it's just. Now he could like fucking answer his own fucking question. And let me, SNL monologue. And this guy fucking, you know, he got fucking lambat, like, skewered. Here, let me, gonna play this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K.
Well, you're never gonna see him on SNL anymore.
Hi. It's a little early for that. Well, thank you very much for being here. This is the 40th year of this show's existence, and this is the finale, so I'm very honored, honestly, to be asked to host it. So thanks, and I'm glad you guys are here. Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, I was born in 1967, and so I grew up in the 70s. So I'm not racist. However, I do have mild racism. It's the best I could do coming out of the 70s because that was a very racist decade. People said racist things all the time and nobody got offended. The only time somebody got offended if you said something racist in the 70s is when they would then say, like, hey, You interrupted me. I was saying something racist. Why did you? So I have mild racism. It's benign. It's not aggressive. It's not even negative racism. It's mild racism. I'll give you an example. Okay, like if I go to a pizza place I've never been to before, and it's run by four black women, I'll go like, See, it's very mild. It's extremely mild racism. I'll notice that. Yeah.
Mind you, his ass is Mexican.
You don't usually see that, four black women running a pizza place. Unless it's called. The 70s, everything was different in the 70s than it is now. Except the Middle East is exactly the same. It's exactly the same.
I'm trying to skip ahead.
It's been the same fights. And you know what? It's boring now. That's the worst part of it. When I was to each other. Okay, you go first. And then she goes, she's like, a little more. So I'm this way. Fighting. You're in a family. There's other people in this family, and you're being a couple of selfish little bitches that won't fix anything. You share a room. We can't afford another room, so just deal with it. Somehow this has to do with Israel and Palestine. I don't know exactly. I don't remember how. It is because my kids are like Israel and Palestine, and I'm like America. The little one's like Palestine. Your sister is crazy. Please don't make me talk to her. I'll work it out, you and me, okay? We'll go out. I'll buy you a really cool...
Still trying to fucking find it.
Just stay away from the child molester house.
Oh, here it is.
Get molested. The 70s were very different. In the 70s, there was a child molester that lived in my hometown. And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like, we caught a child molester. It was just like, yeah, that's the house where the child molester lives. He lives where, hey, kids, don't be stupid or you'll get molested. Just stay away from the child molester house. I know because he did something to me when I was your age. So just stay away from the child molester house. We had a town child molester. His name was Jean Baptiste. It's a true story.
Jean Baptiste.
He liked teenage boys. That's when you would find out, because I was a teenage boy. He didn't like me. I felt a little bad. Like, no, not you. He wasn't into me. But he would drive up next to teenage boys, and he'd say, hello, would you like to go to McDonald's? And you're like, no. And he's like, why, you don't like McDonald's? And then you're trapped, because of course everybody liked McDonald's. It was the 70s. And then I had one friend who used to get in the car. He'd be like, sure, I'll go. And he'd get in the car. He'd go to McDonald's and eat a burger. And then he'd say, see ya. And he'd just take off. And Jean-Baptiste was like, duh, I did not get to have sex with that child. And he foiled again. But he'd always try. Maybe this time. Because child molesters are very tenacious people. They love molesting childs. It's crazy. It's like their favorite thing. I mean, it's so crazy because when you consider the risk in being a child molester, speaking not of even the damage you're doing, but the risk, there is no work.
When you consider the risk of being a fucking masturbator, like a fucking flashing masturbator.
First life available to a human than being a caught child molester. And yet they still do it. Which from, you could only really surmise that it must be really good. I mean, from their point of view, not ours, but from their point of view, it must be amazing for them to risk so much. How do you think I feel? It's my last show, probably.
Yeah, dude, you were 2 years early.
Look, I can't key into it because I love Mounds bars. I love Mounds bars. It's my favorite thing, right? But there's a limit. I mean, I can't even eat a Mounds bar and do something else at the same time. That's how much I love them. Like, if I'm eating a Mounds bar, I can't read the paper. Like, I have to just sit there with it in my mouth and go, why is this so good? I love this so much. And because they are delicious. And yet, if somebody said to me, if you eat another Mounds bar, you'll go to jail and everybody will hate you, I would stop eating them. Because they do taste delicious, but they don't taste as good as a young boy does and shouldn't. To a child molester, not to me. Not to us, because we're all awesome. All right. we did it. We got through it. We got it right.
So, yeah. I mean, now really think about it. Like, jerking off in front of women without their consent must be really good. I never understood it, but hey. That's because I have the gift of having low self-esteem. You know. But hey, you know, you want to know something? After a while, these guys will come back and they'll be forgiven and nothing will change. There won't be, no one will be held accountable. Watch. But hey, hey, six Democratic senators just filed articles of impeachment against Trump. Oh my God, because you got nothing better to do. You want to fucking look like a hero so fucking bad that you want to spite your nose, you want to cut your nose off to spite your face. Like, you wanna like fucking stick it to the president so bad. And honestly, they never explain how he is a racist. But there's like, oh well, he's a racist. Really? We don't want people just coming in all willy nilly into our country without being fucking vetted and screened and shit. Let's really be fucking serious about this. Like, you expect me to be like, you know what? Yeah, have some sympathy, yes. However, what's going on in Mexico? Oh, it's bad in Mexico. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, they have to fix their own problems. They need to talk to their politicians and tell them they need to make Mexico great again. It is not our responsibility to fix Mexico. It is not our responsibility to pick up the slack for Mexico. It is not our responsibility, like, really think about it. It is not our responsibility to worry about refugees. It really isn't. And the thing is, the loudest motherfuckers that are for, oh, we need immigrants' rights, we need these people to stay here or be able to come, just break in and come in legally, would never, ever freaking house any of them, refugees or illegal immigrants, in their own houses. They would never do it. But the thing is, with Democrats, with these liberals, not even real liberals, they are so fucking generous with other people's shit. They want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you how to live, how to spend your money. Like, look. Like, I was having a discussion with somebody, and I still agree with him. He's a cool dude. I had him over and hung out. We're in talks to get some stuff done, a new project pretty soon. We'll be coming straight to you. But he said people should not be allowed to make more than $30 million. Why not? Like, let's say you make it, you have a good idea and it makes more than $30 million. What? I earned it. You mean I can't keep what I earned because somebody else who maybe didn't work as hard, or maybe didn't go to school, or maybe just didn't do anything he was supposed to do. Or some people just can't make $30 million. They can make a good living and survive and perhaps thrive. But why can't I keep what is mine? You know, it's... we need to take that away and give it to somebody else. Here's an idea. How's about, and you know what, and I've had fantasies about this, not sexual fantasies, but fantasies that I made $20 trillion. And what I did was I paid off Puerto Rico's debts. I paid for their infrastructure to be fixed. I donated money so that way, you know, underprivileged kids could get off the streets here in America. If I had that money, if I had that amount of money, that is what I would do. And it's like, yeah, easier said than done. Perhaps. Perhaps. But the people that you really should be looking at, hey, how's about we look at George Soros? He's a little stingy, ain't he? I heard people weren't even getting paid for their pulling that bullshit, pulling bullshit. Like everyone wants some, like everyone wants to fucking take from someone else. That's what you get. And then you got all this horrible shit going on. But you want to focus on the wrong... They want to focus on the wrong angle. So, what else do I want to talk about? I think it's funny that Mike Pence is getting proven right too now, because remember when they freaking kicked his dick in, metaphorically speaking? I only hang out with women I don't hang out with women without the presence of my wife. Oh, who's somebody's calling me? Hello, caller.
Hello, what's up, Louie?
Dustin?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Sugar Tits, how you doing?
Sugar Tits, I love it. Been a long time, man, been a long time.
So, yeah, man, so what are your thoughts?
Well, with what you're saying about, you know, them wanting to come here, the Democrats are doing that basically just to secure votes. That's how I see it. Every time they allow someone in, hey, we'll let you come in and you can live here and get free money so you can get on your feet kind of thing, or just keep living off of it and as long as you give us your vote. And that's what they do, because apparently the Democratic Party feels that that's what they need to do to secure votes. I'm like, why can't you just go out there and speak what you want to do and have the American people do it? I don't understand it. Apparently it's easier to manipulate someone into doing it from another country because, hey, I'm going to give you a better life here because America's the best country in the world, which it is, but, you know, that's how I see it. That's basically the gist of why they do that.
Yeah, I mean, and I know this point has been made ad nauseum, but, like, they're going after Trump for having people deported, and, you know, and they're not even telling the whole truth when it comes to DACA. Like, and that's what pisses me off about the media. They're not telling the whole facts about DACA. He doesn't want, he personally does not want these people deported, but he wants it discussed, debated, passed through Congress constitutionally.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if this is what you really want, okay, you guys are going to have to put in the fucking work. And do it and pass it and make it a law. And if people don't want it, people don't want it. Let the people decide. Let Congress fight it out. But this executive order was not constitutional. Simple as that. I mean, but people are like, oh, he's racist. Like these six Trump impeachment. Let me see. Six Democrats introduced Trump impeachment articles. House Democrats.
How many does it take? How many does it take before they start impeachment proceedings?
It has to go through the House, and then they send it to the Senate, and then if it passes the Senate, then they have a trial, whatnot.
The
thing is, even if they do impeach him, it don't mean shit. Because Clinton was impeached. He was impeached.
He got off scot-free.
Yeah, and nothing happened to him. Well, actually, it's February 12, 1999, the Senate acquitted him.
Yeah.
All because he got a fucking blowjob in office. Like, you know, even back then, everyone was like, yo, this is just petty as fuck. So, like, honestly, that's a thing between him and his wife. He got a blowjob in office. Honestly, you know, it's whatever. But him, I mean, now they just, with Trump, they're just making up shit. They're going after him, making up shit for something other people did. Which, if I'm not mistaken, is really a thing that Saul Alinsky preached in his book to do, like, blame your enemies for what you do themselves.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. I might be getting it quoted wrong. But and this is why it's like, well, she's not like, I hear this all the time because I'm like, well, Hillary did this. Well, she's not president. That's not the point. The point is, she actually did this, and no one's fucking calling her out on her shit. Trump constantly gets proven right all the time, and you're still giving the motherfucker a hard time. And don't get me wrong, there's some shit that he legit does, which is completely asshole-ish. Like what he was doing in Puerto Rico by throwing paper towels at people. Like, I was like, you motherfucker, are you seriously throwing paper towels at people? Like, I guess he thought, hey, let's make this a fun game and stuff. I think he was just, honestly, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, I think he was just trying to have fun with people. He wasn't trying to
lighten the mood.
He wasn't trying to do it out of malice. But again, this media is like, oh, you see, what disrespect. Da, 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 da. Don't get me wrong. I think it was an asshole move. No matter, like, yeah, it just ain't no one telling him about optics. And exactly. And honestly, he wasn't wrong about Puerto Rico's a debt problem. And I hope he does do something to fix it. I hope he does do something to help out the island. But get him on.
Yeah, I remember there being talks about it, but I'm not sure what he was going to do.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, the states, they want to call him racist. They're like, oh, he hates Puerto Rico. Everybody wants to talk about Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, this, Puerto Rico, that. Everyone's so goddamn concerned about Puerto Rico. Yet, the moment they try to become a state, you know how many fucking senators will smack that shit down? Because they're worried about Puerto Rico having to absorb Puerto Rico's debt. They don't want to pay.
Exactly. But
yet they want to use it as political cannon fodder to, like, oh, look at the president, what he's doing, look what he's doing. Again, everyone wants to be fucking generous with other people's shit. When it comes to...
Exactly.
When it comes to passing around the fucking plate, oh, no, we don't got no money. We don't got no money. But that guy ain't doing nothing. No, fuck you. And then when it finds out that Twatosaurus Rex in San Juan, the mayor, you know, she's fucking doing shit grandstanding, only does shit when there are cameras around, and letting people starve. And then when it's these goddamn unions over there, they're like, we're not going to move shit until we get paid. Like, you fucking faggots. Like, you're,
and that's upsetting because I'm a union worker. I've never been told, "Oh, I'm not working until I get paid." No, I work, I get paid. End of story.
I understand. Like
it's ridiculous.
How's about you, like, help out your communities, get on the moral high ground, and then when everything's said and done, when everyone is safe, including your families, have able to feed themselves, wash their ass, freaking wipe their ass, you know, because there's toilet paper and food in the grocery stores, then you could fucking have a bargaining discussion about a pay raise. But no one, no one's being fucking decent, and people are still getting fucked up. First of all, and secondly, I really criticize Trump choosing that stupid ass electrical repair company that had only two people and just awarded them a no bid contract. Like motherfucker, what were you thinking? Like let's get him on real shit. Get him on real shit, but no, the media is too busy manufacturing shit, because honestly they're just too fucking lazy to do any real investigative reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Any real investigative reporting, they don't want to do their fucking job. They're not holding him to the fire. They're not holding his feet to the fire. You're making up lies. It's like, you're fake news. Yeah, you're fake news. No, I'm
well,
not.
The only thing that's not being reported is recently when Trump was in China, he got those three UCLA students for released for shoplifting, and they were all black.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
Nobody's reporting that but Fox News.
Yeah, of course. Of course, because and if they do, they're like, oh, well, he's just doing it to prove that he's not racist. But the thing is, if I was him, I would have let them rot in jail. I'd be like, you're gonna come to another country and fucking shot me. You're gonna fucking do that didn't do nothing shit over here. Like, motherfuckers, you enjoy Chinese prison. Get fucked up. I would have let them rot in Chinese prison. I'd be like, no, you don't go into another country and act like an ass. But then again, I mean, when Chinese people come to America or go to any other country, they're notorious for acting like assholes. They're horrible guests.
That's true. I will agree.
But I mean, you know, look, good for the president for getting it. That shows that they got respect for him. That shows that they if that doesn't show at least. Yo, the world got some respect for him because they ain't trying to fuck with him. Especially since he knows economics. He knows we could fuck up China like in a day, economically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We could put higher tariffs and then pay off our debt to China, and they would still owe us money. Get us out of debt immediately.
Yeah, I'm just glad that he's willing to talk trade with them now, and get that fixed.
Yeah, I mean look, he's not perfect. He is not perfect. There's shit that I will criticize him on. I'm trying to get out of my personal cognitive dissonance. But it's like it's kind of hard because you got to stay defending this motherfucker from these idiots that don't want to do their job, or these other idiots that don't want to do no type of fucking real research. They just want to parrot what MSNBC, CNN, and these other liberal-ass people talk about. They don't want to look at the full thing. They're like, I'm going to go in the streets. No Trump, no Pence, no KKK, no Fancies USA. Okay, good for you. Good for you. You want a fucking cracker?
Yeah. They're being counterproductive.
And it's like, you know, and I, like, I, uh, I don't know, man. I'm just like living in New York City. I just see all these fucking liberals. I was trolling this guy. I pissed him off real good. He's probably one of these Marxist fags. You know, she, what you call,
Was it the video of the girl that fought, that took a picture of you, or?
No. Her, I should have kicked her ass. I think about it still. I should have fucked her up. Like, you take my picture? Like, if I was taking pictures of random fucking chicks, that would be grounds to get my ass kicked. I don't give a fuck she's a fucking female, exactly. But, like, honestly, I'm getting tired. Like, I'm tired of that shit. Oh, you don't like my shirt? This and that? You want to take my picture and then now you want to run away? You're afraid of me? Fucking cunt. Like, you weren't afraid enough to take my picture? So, anyways, no, I'm talking about, no, I was trolling, I was on my way to work and there was this Marxist dude selling buttons with Impeach Trump, I forgot, other fucking, you know, fucking socialist slogans and shit. And I went up to him, like, hey, do you have anything for Trump supporters? Like, do you have a build a wall stuff button? Do you have a, do you have a Hillary for prison button? Oh, dude, he was getting pissed. He was like visibly, oh, you know, we don't got that. And plus, and I'm like, what got him was, do you, like you say, stop fascism. Do you have one that says stop communism, stop socialism? You know what? What's his name? Roosevelt. He was a Democrat socialist, and he did this. He did such good. I'm like, look, he's the reason why we have Social Security. And I'm like, you know what? With the way Social Security is being managed, I think I would do a lot better keeping my money and being able to put that shit in a Roth IRA or some other thing, or put it in gold or something that will actually steadily gain value. No, it's like, oh, then tell me in 40 years, da 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 da. I'm like, I'm probably not going to have Social Security in 40 years because you're your motherfucking generation. And I walked away. Had that motherfucking stewing. Like, I'm not going to have a fucking retirement. Well, because you know what? Clinton fucking raided that shit to begin with, which is how we got that surplus in the beginning. Ooh, remember that surplus? Mm-hmm. Remember that? He fucking stole that from Social Security, which is why now it's totally fucked.
Exactly.
Which is why my ass gotta work twice as hard to freaking have enough money so I could die. You know, die with some money in my pocket so that way they don't fucking put me in a pauper's field.
Exactly. But what you were saying with the media, I've noticed, mm-hmm. when I was growing up, I used to watch the news with my parents as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly as I got older and older, it was nothing but depressing, you know, trying to instill fear in us. Oh, Iraq's going to attack us at any second. North Korea's going to attack us at any second. And finally, I just stopped watching it because I was like, this is bullshit. They're just trying to instill fear in us. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, and
then
News.
They're going to say, but yeah. President Obama's going to save us.
Yeah, and Fox News.
And then
News,
now it's, yeah, well, President Trump's going to kill us. It's like, seriously?
Yeah, no. And Fox News is also guilty of doing that shit. They all did that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're pushing this fucking neocon agenda. Like, let's fight these motherfuckers. Let's go to war. Let's go to war. Yeah, it's so easy to say, let's go to war, let's go to war, let's go to war, when it's not your ass on the table. It's not your ass on the line. You could fucking send all these fucking people call for a fucking draft and say, hey, we need a draft so that way we could fight this shit on multiple fronts, when you could just stay home and fucking collect your $1 million checks and talk shit all day. And that goes with MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, all this shit. All this shit is fear porn. And I remember, and this is the shit that pisses me off with Alex. It's like, you know, this cocksucker fucking Sean Hannity hated your guts when you were pushing the you know, 9/11 was an inside job, and hey, it still is. They allowed the they just now we found out that they allowed the Saudis to fucking carry the shit out. Like,
yeah, because I only watch Hannity and Tucker Carlson because it's the only thing that actually reports real news anymore.
Yeah, but even then you got to take that with a fucking grain of salt because they have an agenda.
Exactly.
They all have a fucking agenda, and it's the same agenda. The left, like, it's like the worst, like, fucking, it sounds like the worst generic black comedian joke. Black people are like this. White people are like this. That type of shit. Except Democrats are like this. Republicans are like this. Like, you know, shut the fuck up. This is why I don't identify as a Republican. I'm a registered libertarian.
Well, you know, I already told you, I'm still registered as a Republican, but I consider myself more libertarian.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to push libertarian beliefs, and then that's it. Like, get the fuck out my way. Because both sides are going to want to tell me how to fucking live my life. Like, do I give a shit? Some dude wants to marry another dude. No, I give no shits. Does that mean I just don't want to have to pay for it? I don't want to have to subsidize it. It's not that I hate it. It's just that if that's the case, if I got to subsidize somebody, you know, or this, that, and the other thing, I mean, and I'm also worried, hey, how's about we not preach this shit to kids? Like, you know, oh, it's not about children. But yet, every fucking 10 seconds, I'm fucking seeing a picture with some dude with a bedazzled dick standing next to a child, or some dude, like, half naked or third naked with just the fucking pasties on his fucking balls, fucking pole dancing, and you see a whole bunch of kids just standing there watching. Like, it's fucking... Like,
and it's
fucking
also been pushed into the teenagers, like this new video I saw on Facebook that was all over YouTube of, well, you now have to use gender pronouns for people who don't identify. Motherfucker, if I don't know them and I don't know they don't identify, for one, I'm not going to use their fucking special pronouns. And secondly, even if I did know that they were transgender, I'm not going to use them anyway. Looks like a man, talks like a man, probably has man parts. I'm going to call you a man or a dude. If it looks like a woman, talks like a woman, sounds like a woman, and has woman parts, I'm going to call you a woman. Don't like it? Tough. There are two genders. End of story. If you refuse to identify as either, I'm going to call you an it. And that's my third gender, is it. End of story.
Yeah, well, like, you know, it's like, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, be whoever you want, but when you start imposing your shit, and then it's like, oh, it's a hate crime, this and that. Like, no, go fuck yourself. Don't impose your shit on me. I'm not gonna, like, I have no obligation to bend over backwards for you. I don't have an obligation. It's not my bag, man. You wanted to change yourself. You wanted to cut your thing off. You wanted to go on around wearing a dress. That got nothing to do with me. That don't got nothing to do with me, and I'm not bending up. Like, honestly, more people will be like, no, I'm not going to bend over backwards. No, I'm not going to. It's just not going to happen.
Well, the way they see it is you have to accept it, and it's like, no, I don't have to accept it.
Look, I mean, and this pisses people off when I say this, but the most gays, transsexuals, and any other type of person, the most they can expect out of me is that I will not go up and kick your ass.
Exactly.
That's it. That's the most you could expect out of me, you know, reasonably expect out of me, is that I'm not going to freaking form up a fucking squad. I'm not going to go, Avengers Assemble! Let's fuck up some faggots. No. Like, I don't got time, I don't got the fucking desire to be going out there and beating up people because I don't like how they live. To me, that's kind of bitchy too. Because it's like, it's none of your fucking business. Who the fuck, like, okay, you want to wear a dress? Okay, I'm going to look at you weird. But I'm not going to say nothing and I'm not going to hit you. The moment, when I will say something is when you want to come at me and be like, hey, big boy. I'm like, nah, motherfucker, get away from me. Like, and like a woman,
exactly.
like a woman would do to a dude that's being creepy on him. Or I will kick your ass if you fucking try to touch my dick and I will fuck you up. I'm not saying all of them do it because they're like, oh, you think old people are going to rape you? No, I don't think old gays and transsexuals are going to rape me. But I'm just saying I'm just talking about the circumstances in which I will get violent. And if that doesn't happen, I have no reason to get violent. Mazel tov.
Exactly.
Mazel tov. Like, you know, and I know people go, oh, you're saying mazel tov, you're Jewish. And shut the fuck up. Tie these fucking anti-Semites too.
Yeah.
I'll say this once and I'll say this again. I love Laura Loomer.
She's awesome.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And I wouldn't mind her becoming Laura B. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've seen her. She's a beautiful woman.
Yep. I'll marry the shit out of
her. I even heard her on your show.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get her back on, but... But, like, you know, there's really, like, the problem is there's really more serious shit out there. And the media the media is just, you know, they're not even scratching the surface. They're not even barely scratching the surface. Which is why I titled this show, Where is Olivia Benson?
Quick question. Who is Olivia Benson, by the way? I've never heard her.
Olivia Benson, have you ever seen Law and Order Special Victims Unit?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Olivia Benson would get to the bottom.
Wasn't sure who she was.
Yeah, she would get to the bottom of this shit in 40 minutes or less. If she was real.
Yeah.
Where is Olivia Benson? We need Olivia Benson. And notice, I picked a woman for the job, not a man. Oh, my God. How sexist am I?
Sometimes women are better for the job.
They're better for finding perverts. I'll give them that. Women are better. Women detectives are better at finding perverts and finding real evidence to keep them locked up. So.
That is true.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I will end it here.
Cool. Good talking to you again. Hopefully to get to talk to you again sometime.
Yeah, man. Come back Friday. We're gonna have Queen Arena Rome. She's very beautiful. And look her up, Queen Arena Rome. And she's gonna be coming on Friday.
I think I met her at Exotica.
Yes, she loves me and I love her. So But she's married. But I don't know if that matters. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll do. I listen to your show every week, so I'll make sure to tune in.
Ah, thank you. And that goes for everyone else listening. If you like this show, please smash that like button. However you are listening to this show, it helps with all the algorithms. Also, please, if you, please patronize our sponsors before the video and, please buy from, use my Amazon link at, tinyurl.com/LouisB. That's my Amazon link. It does not add to the price. It you still get the same low prices, except I get credit for the sale and it helps build this show up and improve it so that way I don't have to like, oh, please donate. I think it's really gay. Please donate. I mean, I'm building a Patreon, but like I want to be able to like give you something for the money. like, you know, I want to give you something. I don't want to just be like, yeah, donate to me. And they just, you just throw your money into the ethos. I just want some, like, I want to find something that you could, like, hold and keep forever, or collect, like Beanie Babies. So, or, you know, get Louis Babies. Hey, Louis Babies, there you go. If you're a woman, donate your poussoir and you get a Louis Baby. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.